turn to a verse here in John chapter 8. Got to get my eyes on it. Thank God for my eyes. When you get older, you need glasses. And I lost a tooth. But that's all right. On Friday, I waited till later on in the week. I'm going to get off of this real quick. I went up to get it. I wanted to get one planted into my dental plate. They said they'd come on up. I was there. But now I walked in and they said, the lab's closed on Friday. We can't do that. But they said, come back Monday. We know. I said, make a note of it. You may have to be up there all day, so it'll be ready for you. But they'll fix it. The lab will be open. But sometimes I want to say something. Okay. Sometimes we don't always get... I was talking to Josh. Sometimes we don't always get... let me think about this. We don't always get... what we need, what we want, but we'll get what we need. Because one thing, I need a drink of water.
That's a Rolling Stones song, right?
That's okay. Anyway, think about that. Think about the Lord, that it's not about getting what we always want, and sometimes be content to want things. But Lord help us get what we need, and we need Jesus. So, I want to read a verse in John chapter, let's see if I can get, I want to open the Bible here for John chapter 8, and verse 12. Okay? About the light of the world this morning. Okay, and let's see here. I get it. It says here, just reading the verse, and then Jesus spake again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Okay, and I want to say something also, it ain't going to hurt. maybe you've heard about the World Economic Forum, the WEF. Okay? And their plan is, through AI, it's upcoming, who knows when, I want to share this with you, that I heard, that their plan is to rewrite the Bible. And I was thinking about it, when the Lord comes and we go home, what's going to happen with the Bible? But I assume, I don't know for sure, that there will be some copies. There will be some Bibles somewhere. But yet, the thing of it is, they're going to try to rewrite a new Bible. And then, rewrite a new Bible. And then they're going to try to form all religions. The whole point of it is to... that are correct. The man said it's correct in the world. Religions, we need Christianity. We need Christ, the living Savior. We don't need a religion. Religions are dead, but Christ is living. And this is what we need in our world today. The living Christ. Hey, religion is man trying to save himself by his own strength. You see, but Christ, Christianity is Christ doing for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. We were dead spiritually, blind, and we were lost. But thank God, the living Christ revealed himself to us, and by him revealing himself to us, he gives us a revelation. So we need a revelation of Christ. And the thing of it is, I want to get on this and get off of this. In Proverbs 16:18, the Bible says, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. This is what's going to happen in the end time, where the digital currency system is going to be, they're going to use a number and the number of the name. Then they're going to try to, their idea is to put it in place, a digital thing through the computer. And they're going to, the Antichrist, his purpose is to be against the Lamb. But he's going to lose because the Antichrist makes war with the Lamb and the tribulation saints. Revelation 17, the Lamb overcomes him. So we're on the winning side. The Lamb, the light, Jesus, will overcome the Antichrist. And, of course, that's future. But the one world system is being set up, and they're out to destroy Israel. It's Satan's plan, and then all the remaining ones. And then, I don't want to go into this too much. I better get off of this, but I just wanted to tell you, AI, with the UFO, there is a deception in the land. And he said that, be not deceived. But they're out to deceive through the, we don't, the UFO is unidentified flying object. And there is question about it, but I believe it's through Satan that he's working and using demonic situations to try to take people away from looking to Christ. And he'll deceive the people that'll fall for him. So, anyway, I want to say too, before I get my message, this is just free. Lot was taken out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot was in a wrong place at a wrong time. But you know what? Jesus sent his angel. Jesus delivered Lot, and he took him out. So that's what we're looking for. The Lord one day is going to take us out, whether it be by the grave or whether it be by his coming. But we just need to be ready. So I'm thankful that we that know the Lord, we are ready because he's made us ready. You see, you can't make yourself ready. That's another thing that God is doing through the person of Christ. He makes us ready. So he's calling his own unto himself, and he's changing them, making more like him because of what he's doing inside, and then the outworking comes about as a result of his inner working. But let me get into this, what we have here. Father, we pray and thank you for this privilege to stand. Help us to get this, share what we have. Most of all, we pray that you'll be seen. Remove us out of the way, Lord. I don't have anything on myself. I know nothing, and you know everything. But I pray that you'll use your word to encourage us and keep looking to you and wait upon you and to be occupied till you come. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Okay. I want to start with another verse. In the Transfiguration, Matthew 17:5, Jesus said this, the Bible says, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Oh, I'm telling you, if there's ever been a time that we need to hear from him, today is today. And it's always been a time since God made man in his image that his desire was to save us and reveal himself to us and save us and continue to speak to us. He was interested in us. Hey, we were on his mind and on his heart. His message is about the heart of the Lord to our heart. Let me say this. Hear ye him. So we've been hearing from him. Now let's hear from him. Let's read some verses here the Lord has given me. It says here in Genesis 1:3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. That's amazing. Where God, the Lord, is the creator, that He spoke light into existence, and He created the world. He created the animals and all the human beings and everything. He's the creator. Let me say, don't ever believe the lie. To believe that someone else, that the world just happened, that's a joke. Hey, there has to be a supreme being. And there is. In Job 38:19, he says, where is the way to the dwelling of light and darkness? Where is its place? The way is Jesus. Prophesied in the Old Testament. And we dwell in the light. He said the dwelling of light. Aren't you glad we can dwell in the light? This morning, we can abide in the light. We can remain in the light. But it's a continual thing where I believe the Lord wants us to continually receive. You keep on receiving. Now, I think that's what the Lord's speaking to us. Here it says in Psalms 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. My light, your light, my deliverance. It's the person of Jesus, the living Christ. Whom, he says, whom shall I fear? Who are you going to be afraid of? I had a problem with that one time. If we don't watch, we can still have it. But there ain't nobody to be afraid of. Hey, fear him who casts. Don't fear him who can kill the body. This ain't in my message, but it's in God's. Fear him who's able to cast a soul into hell. Because of rejection, because of unbelief, because of having their eyes closed, and their eyes ain't open. And they're living dead men walking. Jesus said he's seen, I believe, dead men walking. But God has made us for a purpose, and it's his purpose. Okay? Also, Psalms 119:130, the unfolding of thy words gives light. The revelation of thy words. He unfolds it. He reveals it. Look at it. It's all through the book. He's got it here. And it gives understanding to the simple. Understanding. We need a greater heart of understanding Jesus. We need our eyes open and we can see Him in the Spirit. It's not a natural book, it's a spiritual book. And it's about the Spirit of the living God as alive and quickened us, and we walk in communion, fellowship with Him, and fellowshipping, and abiding in Him. It says here, in Psalms 104, cover thyself with light, as with a cloak, as with like a covering, like a garment, stretching out the heavens like a tent curtain. He covered himself with light, and he covers us with light. Proverbs 4:18 says, but the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. That's amazing. I like it when I can get up in the morning and you see that the day is beginning. Jesus is at work. And then it's a beautiful day. That's awesome. And the day is a picture of the coming day where we can, everything will be made new. We'll live in the eternal day, the everlasting day. And then Isaiah 61:1, speaking of the glorified Zion, which is Jerusalem, he says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. There's coming a day when Israel is going to look unto the Lord, and they'll see him as he is, in his nail-pierced hands and his feet. They're going to see him, and they're going to recognize him, and they're going to be desiring the day of the Lord for as their salvation because of the Antichrist, because of the time of stress and destruction and all this chaos and all these things, they'll want to be free from this, from their bondage. But thank God they're going to turn to Him. In Isaiah, says 19 and 20, I got a verse here, I think it's out of Isaiah 60, no longer will you have the sun for light by day, nor for brightness, but the moon will give you light, and you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and your God for your glory. Your sun will set no more, neither will your moon wane for you. Will have the Lord for an everlasting light. The everlasting light, and all the days of your mourning will be finished. Hey, it's a better day coming. The prophet Micah says in chapter 7 and verse 7, as for me, I will watch expectantly for the Lord. Now this is what we're to do. As much as we desire Him and we read about Him and we learn of Him and He speaks to us from His Word, but the prophet Micah said he's going to watch. Well, his heart attitude was he's looking for the Lord. He said, I'll wait for the God of my salvation, and my God will hear me. So the Lord is waiting to hear you. Isn't that amazing? I like that. He wants to hear from you. You may see this again in some of my other writing here. He wants to hear from you as well as we need to want to hear from Him. So there is fellowship that we can converse one with one. Ephesians 5:8, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Ephesians 5:14. He spoke temporarily. He touches on what you were. But he says, but now you are light in the Lord. Okay? Walk as children of light. Work. It's Christ. It's the Lord. Okay? He's the light. Remember as we started? Ephesians 5:14, for this reason it says, awake sleeper and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. He wants to shine on us. He wants to shine in us and through us. Even in Acts 26:13, at midday, Paul, the apostle, he said, O King Agrippa, I saw on the way a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining all around me, and those who were journeying with me. He had to get a revelation from the Lord. Now the Lord stopped him. Could you imagine thinking about, here's a man that's against Christ, but then God took a man that was against Christ. You thought, well, I don't know what's going to happen to this guy. He was having people arrested, and he was also consenting to the death of the Christians. But yet the Lord, he chose to take this man, and the Lord turned him around. He changed him. And then when he had a revelation of the Lord, and the Lord blinded him. He put his lights out. You know, it's one thing. It was good for Paul to have his light put out, so his light could be turned on. Think about it. But it says over there in Acts later, 26:18. Thank you, Lord. He says to open their eyes. He says to open their eyes that they may turn from darkness to light, and that from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in me. So that's what God's doing. He's turning people from darkness to light. And He's interested in changing people. This is, I think, what we need to be considered. Now, what do you want to do with us? We need to be interested. But let Him have His way. Without Him, I can do nothing. 1 Timothy 6:16, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. The unapproachable light. But one day, we will be able to see him by faith. In the physical realm, we will see him, but it's in the eternal realm. We don't see him physically right now, but we wait and we believe because he's given us the gift of faith. 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him, Christ, who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He says, we are to proclaim the excellencies of him. Proclaim Christ. Don't be afraid. Satan would say, don't say nothing. You might offend somebody. You might even get offended. It's not about us. It's about him. So be bold and pray. Ask God, who can I talk to? Every day is his day, so I think we need to say, Lord, can you use me somehow? I'm available. And then, you know what? Watch him work. He'll come to pass. He'll do something. He's a God that don't sit still. He's an acting God. It says here, 2 Peter 1:19, and so we have a prophetic word. A prophetic word. More sure. Now this is in the translation, not this King James. I have the old book, but my Bible. And it's written a little different. And I found something here last night or today in Revelation that I'd rather had it. It was written better. And I read it in a few other versions. It was written better by the way they started out because they changed it and it turns it around backwards. So be careful, but it's okay to use Bibles. But make sure you, get the right understanding of it. We have a prophetic word, more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place. That lamp is Christ. He's shining until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your heart. The morning star is Christ. That's Jesus again. Okay? It references in Revelation about the morning star. 1 John 1:5, this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light and in him there's no darkness at all. Some of this is going to be a little kind of going back over about the light. We have fellowship one with another. 1 John 1:7, if we walk in the light, it's conditional. But if, I think, you probably should have said, we walk in the light. Or that's his intention. But you can walk in the light, or you can choose to say, I ain't got time for this today. I'm in a hurry. I've got things to do. You see, that's about us. But we can walk in the light. And in him, as he sees us, we are walking in the light. But it's conditional in the fact that we can or can't, if we choose not to, we walk in the light as he himself is the light. We have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, that fellowship, we have fellowship with God first. Okay? Because he's our fellowship. And then, the second thing is we have fellowship with one another. And that's all good. 1 John 2:8, on the other hand, I'm writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Christ. Revelation 21, 23, and 24. I'm going to read this. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it. For the glory of God has illumined it. It says in my Bible, but it's illuminated it. Listen to this. This is what I found. And the lamp is the Lamb. Well, he is, because he's the light. But the King James says the Lamb is the light. The Passover Lamb. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world in God's mind. And yet at an appointed time, he offered himself up and was died, and he was slain. He was killed. And he paid the sin debt in full. And he's the Lamb. The Lamb that was slain. And he's the light. So anyway, he's the Lamb. The Lamb is the light. And the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it, the light. And there, in Revelation 25 says, and there shall be no longer any night, there shall be no need of the light of a lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord shall illuminate them. And they shall reign forever and ever. In Romans 13:12, the night is almost gone. The day is at hand. Hey, the day is coming. He said it. And thank God that the best is yet to come. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Put on Christ. It has much to say here. I'm going to get into something here. 2 Corinthians 4:6, for God who has said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Okay? He's the light that shined out of darkness and spoke the world into existence, and he always was and always will be. But thank God we have fellowship with the light, and our fellowship is going to be amazing. In 2 Corinthians 6:14, I throw this in. 2 Corinthians 6:14, do not be bound together with unbelievers. Now, this don't just mean what you think at first. There's more than one thing, more to it than just the first little thing you think. But he says, well, what partnership hath righteousness with lawlessness? Well, how can we be partners? That's another story. Or what fellowship hath light with darkness? Our fellowship is with Christ. And it's with one another of like faith. That means that we that know the Lord, the children of God, our fellowship is together in Him. But now, that doesn't mean you can't talk to someone and say, Lord, I'll say something if you want me to. I'm available. I think we need to be considering what the Lord wants to do. Can He do it without us? He's God. But I think He wants us to say, here am I. Just like when you come to the end of your rope, so to speak. Maybe your call, calling Him to yourself. It could be salvation, or it could be a call on your life where He wants to use you and you respond to the Word. Here am I, Lord. This is what the Lord wants us to be, available. In Genesis 1:3, the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay? In Psalms 33:6, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth, all their host. In Psalms 33:9, for He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, And it stood fast. It came to pass. And that's amazing. That's the one we serve. We're going to sing. The Creator made the world and everything in it. He lights every man that comes into the world. He gives them a certain portion of light. And He's made them in His image. In the image of God made He man, body, soul, and spirit. But He wants to come in the person of Jesus. He wants to come in as the spiritual light. He wants to reveal Himself by saving you and then continuing to reveal Himself in the ongoing ages. A living light, He's the living Word, and He's the living light. He's alive. This ain't a dead message. It's His message. This ain't my message. This is the good Lord's message. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, receive it in Christ. Receive it in love. Receive it as an admonition of courage, encouragement, and instruction. It's all good. Okay? We need a revelation from Him. You can find Him in every book of the Bible if you look for Him. Kent made that statement. A lot of people's made that statement. I started looking first in the week, early in the week, and I said, Lord, I know You're in here. I've heard You speak. It's the words of red. Hey, the words of red. But you can tell when He speaks because He'll speak. And you'll know it's Jesus. Like John 8:12. Then Jesus again said to them, I am the light of the world. He's speaking. This is Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He lights every man that comes into the world. The Creator is the light, the living Word, and the living light. The living light. Think about it. We need a revelation from Him. You can find Him. Okay, we read that. Listen to Him. In Matthew 17:5, this is what I wanted to read an extra verse before starting. It says, this is my beloved Son, God, with Him, with whom, He says, I am well pleased. He was satisfied. The heart of God was, He even encouraged the Father, I believe. Jesus said, I always do those things that are pleasing to Him. He wouldn't speak without speaking what the Father would have Him do. So, this is something to think about. Listen to Him. Hear ye Him. He wants to hear from you, and we need to hear from Him. Okay? He desires intimate fellowship. Make that a priority from our life to His. Intimate fellowship. Okay? That's the heart of the matter. We need to hear the heart of the message, and it's from His heart to ours. A relationship built on love. He is love. And He loves us, and He wants to commune with us. So we, in like manner, commune with Him. Because we need Him. And we need His direction in our life. He wants to be your excitement. Be excited. Here's an old song with there, a piece of a phrase. Every now and then I'll get one of them. I don't know why, a piece of one. It said, I'm excited. Well, we need to be excited, but are we excited over the right one? In Daniel 12:3, the Bible says, through Daniel, and those who have insight, that's knowledge, I believe. I looked it up. Will shine brightly. They have understanding, in other words. Will shine brightly, like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteousness, to the stars, like the stars, forever and ever. Lord calls us to shine. And the Lord convicts, the Lord draws, and He leads us along. He leads us. But He'll use you to lead someone else. Tell them about Jesus. Okay? And ask God to use you. And I want to review something real quick, because I've probably been a little long. I've got some points here. A review. We have the light of life. John 8:12. We can dwell in the light. Job 38:19. John 15:5. Abide. Remain in the light. Okay? He doesn't expect you to read the Bible all day long. Sometimes we spend some time in there. But you got other things to do. But He says, take time out for you. For me. That's what He's saying. The revelation of the Word gives light. Psalms 119:130. Our covering is light in Him. In Psalms 104:2. Because He's covered with light. So if He's covered with light, our covering is light in Him. It's one-on-one. We share. And He's covered us. If you study on the covering, you'll see that God is our covering. He is our everlasting light. Isaiah 16:60, 19:20. He's the shining light and the morning star. 1 Peter 1:19. By walking in the light, we have fellowship with Him, and and with Him, a call to separation. God wants us to separate. There's a time for separation. There's a time for division. He didn't even say. He said, "Thank God that I've come to bring peace." But He said, "I've come to bring a sword." The family members could be against one another, He said. But you know what? He's allowed things to happen. Everybody's busy doing their thing sometimes, and they're too busy. But we need to slow down and to trust God, and He wants to bring peace in the family. But He allowed it to try you to see what you're going to do. Are you going to get mad, or are you going to say, you look to the Lord and say, okay, if they want to talk, they don't want to hear me. It's not about me anyway. It's about Him. So division comes, and it can be used for the good. And then, of course, Christ is going to separate the wheat from the chaff. The believers and the unbelievers. Be ready to share the shining one with others. This is my closing remarks. So they can shine by receiving His righteousness. To receive Jesus. Okay? Because I live, you live also. So anyway, I hope that was a little word of encouragement. This is what the Lord allowed me to get. And I'm thankful today that He's my light and He's my direction, my peace. Well, you name it. Think about what He is. He's all in all. But I'm thankful today to present to you that the Lord is our light. And think about saying, Lord, can we share this light with someone else? I'm sure we can. Don't be afraid what to say. Be willing to step out. Be bold. And allow God to be God. And if they don't accept you, hey, say, thank you, Lord. Hey, don't thank Him just for the good things. Sometimes we might have to thank Him for our rejection. But we will be rejected. He was. And He's coming. Be ready. And thank you for allowing me to share this. Father, we thank you for this time that you've spoke to us. Thank you, Lord, that you're the living Lord. And we thank you for each and every one that's come. And we pray that as the days go on, as time allows us, we pray that we'll continue to get quickened in the Spirit and receive your word and be challenged and enjoy the word. Enjoy you, Lord, and to experience you and to be available. Whatever you want to do. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen.
Thank you.